Hello and welcome to the Monday, September 22nd, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. To start out with, we got some puzzling packets again, this time sort of little bursts of ICMP packets. Really, they're not causing any damage as far as we can tell to the network they're targeting. Sounds more like some form of reconnaissance, but we would rather know what exactly is behind that, whether or not it is some CDN, some content delivery network, whether it's a new attack tool. Kind of the characteristics of these scans are that these are ICMP echo request messages without any payload, so just an IP and an ICMP header. Also, the ICMP ID matches the IP ID in each packet, which is a little bit odd. And these packets come in little spurts from many different IP addresses. Hard to tell if they're spoofed or not. The TTLs are all over the place, so it doesn't necessarily look like they are all coming from the same source. What we are most interested in is if you see any of these packets egressing your network, so maybe we can link it to a particular piece of malware or some innocent network device that just uses these packets, for example, for some form of load balancing. OS X Forensics is certainly gaining quite a bit more followers with the platform becoming more popular. So no surprise that we do see some original and new tools pop up in order to analyze OS X artifacts. Now, the latest tool here allows you to analyze the OS X keychain. This is where passwords and certificates are being stored. Now, one of the issues that's being exploited here by this tool is that the master key that's being used to encrypt this keychain is stored in memory. This way, the user doesn't have to enter their password every single time. This isn't a huge vulnerability. In order to exploit this, you have to have root access to the particular OS X system, and with that, essentially, this tool will retrieve a memory dump, will look at the memory region that is in use by the keychain tool, and then look for suspect keys that it can find in this memory image and then use them to extract the data. Interesting tool, lots of details in the paper about how the keychain exactly works and how it is being encrypted. As I said, I don't really think that's a huge threat given the fact that you do need admin or root access on the system in order to exploit this, but in some investigations this may come in handy if you do need to extract from a running system or a memory image that keychain master key. And then we again got another vulnerable device that's being used in home automation, this time another Wi-Fi thermostat, in particular the Heatmiser product. This product suffers a number of severe vulnerabilities, for example, full authentication bypass that can even be used then to change the password to the thermostat. To make things work, it appears to be extremely difficult to update this thermostat. Updates cannot be downloaded via a website or within the admin application directly. Instead, it looks like in order to update the firmware, you have to physically connect a programmer to the thermostat that will then upload the new firmware. Well, this is secure in some ways in that you are not easily going to get contaminated with malicious firmware. It's of course unpractical to update the large number of vulnerable devices out there in households. The port that this device is typically listening on is port 8068. So if you're seeing any scans for that particular port, it may be a scan looking for these thermostats. And of course, in order to allow remote programming of the thermostat, you may frequently find that this port is then forwarded from an outside public IP address to the individual device. And need another reason to move away from Windows XP if you haven't yet? Interesting article by Network World points out that all the large breaches recently, Home Depot, Target, and the like, well, those point of sale systems were running Windows XP embedded, and Windows XP weaknesses did play a role in those particular breaches. No telling whether or not the breach with different tools and methods, of course, would have still been successful with Windows 7 embedded, but overall, well, probably not the best choice to use Windows XP given that it does not use a lot of the more advanced protection mechanisms that we find in more modern operating systems. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.